offensive line. Can you just kind of tell me about them and how much they've helped you rush for 100 yards in the last two games?
Yeah, those guys been doing an incredible job, you know, just blocking, pass protecting, and just opening up lanes for me. So, you know, they've been working hard. Coach Chrome been, you know, getting those guys right, and Andy. So, you know, we've just been trying to get better every week.
Todd, why do you think you guys have had so much success against the Seahawks, I guess specifically at home?
Well, you know, like, I mean, I guess it's a cliche, but, you know, you draft for your division, or you get players for your division. And, you know, I mean, obviously every other game is important, but, you know, at the end of the day, if you win your division, you know, you get to go to the playoffs. So, you know, I don't know what it is, man. It's just one of those hard-fought games. You know, they know we're going to break it. You know, even if we were, you know, 1-15 and those guys was 10-6, at the end of the day, they know it's going to be a shootout. So, you know, that's just kind of how I've been the last couple of years with those guys.
When you say you draft for your division, do you feel like you guys just, your personnel just kind of matches up well with them? Thanks, Gary.
I don't know, man. Like I said, it's just one of those games you look forward to, you know, when you get the off-season schedule, and you just know what's going to be, you know, that game can go either way.
Todd, you talked about it after the game, but in terms of your emergence this season as a receiver as well as running back, what do you think that's a result of? Just the system or the work you put in, or how would you describe it?
Both. I mean, obviously the system, you know, plays a big part, and, you know, him for him to be able to have me in that role, and then that, you know, fires me to work hard, and, you know, I'm not used to, you know, catching the ball out of the backfield, so just working at it and making sure I get comfortable with it, and, you know, by the time game comes, you know, I feel pretty good that I've done it so much in practice that it's, you know, second nature in the game.
How are you feeling after the games? Because these are a lot of touches for you to almost have 100 yards receiving and 100 yards on the ground. Are you, like, more tired than you would have been in the past?
What, far as, like, after
the game? Like, how you feel after the game. I mean, that's just, like, it's, like, more hits, more carries, more everything, it seems like.
I'm always tired after the game because I can never eat before a game, so I'm mostly, like, super drained. But for the most part, I've been fine. I mean, you know, some days can't walk, but it take a couple of days. I'll be right back. It's all good.
Why can't you eat before the games?
I don't know. I just never been able to. I try, but that's about it. Might get a shake, but that's about the only thing.
Can you bring us through the touchdown catch? You know, what was your reaction when the play was called, and what were you looking for, and then bring us through the play?
Well, I think we did this, hit the screen to Malcolm the play before, so I got out, was catching a little breather. I was still pretty tired, you know, once I got in, and, you know, the play got called, and I just kind of ran. And, you know, I just looked. I seen the ball. It was coming, but it was a low ball, so I was like, God, man. It was all this is happening in my brain within like a half a second. I'm just like, please catch this ball, please catch this ball. And just kind of dropped my hands and, you know, just trusting my hands. And really just my biggest thing, I just wanted to stay on a run so I could be able to, you know, make a play after the catch.
So there's player of the month, player of the week, all these awards. What's your favorite award you've ever won?
My favorite award I ever won?
In anything.
Rookie of the year, probably. Yeah, probably. That'll be probably it.
And what's one award you really want to get someday?
Well, hopefully a championship. That'll be an award. A Super Bowl MVP. That'll be lovely. But I don't know, man. I really play for the awards. I mean, it was pretty cool. Like I said, the Rookie of the Year award was pretty special for me because it was, you know, I never really won like a major award, and it was my first time, you know, being on stage, not knowing you about to win, and you got to go on stage and give a speech. So that was pretty cool. But, yeah, I don't know, man. Hopefully, shoot for the stars, but hopefully we can get a big award soon here.
Todd, that the idea of being an every down back, someone who doesn't have to come off the field, is that something, you know, that you take pride in?
Yeah, for sure. You know, Coach do a pretty good job of, you know, trying to get me out the game and, you know, get Malcolm or Tavon in. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, you work so hard this offseason not to be on the field, you know. So I don't definitely want to regret anything and go to this offseason and be like, God, I wish I would have been able to play a couple more snaps. So, you know, that's why I feel like I worked so hard, you know, to be in the position that I'm in today.
What can you tell us about maybe the belief right now in this locker room in terms of just what you guys can be?
I mean, obviously winning, you know, it helps the confidence. It helps the confidence of you believing in your team, you believing in the coaches, and it brings everybody together. And it just makes everything so much easier. But at the end of the day, you know, things can go right or left in this lead. And, you know, this is a 500, you know, lead. You know, anybody can beat anybody. It doesn't matter if you're going against the Colts, you're going against Steelers, you're going against the Patriots, you're going against the Browns. Anybody can beat anybody on any given Sunday. So, you know, you have to bring it, you know, each Sunday.